Is entering the Fond de la Mion. See the Fond de la Mion? Where's the cool Paris?
Suleiman Ba is demonstrating how he makes pots. Right now, he's working on a series of lids. He starts by making a pile of dirt. The dirt comes from the bush, he says. He places an old lid with the handle removed on the mound and tamps down the dirt around and under it. Then he places a wooden frame around the pile and adds more dirt. Using a wooden baton, he pounds the dirt until it is compressed. He lifts the dirt-filled frame, and the shape of the lid is impressed on the underside. When he finishes this mold, and the eight or so others that he makes in rows on the ground, he will pour in molten aluminum through the small holes he has poked in the top. The aluminum comes from vehicles, he says, or else from the frames of glass doors. There are beer cans and aluminum electrical wires, he says. Every element in the fabrication of these pots is local and recycled. Yusufa Chomban, president of a large association of Dakar artisan metal workers, has been making recycled aluminum kitchenware since 1959. Recently, he says, the cost of doing business has gone up. Before, we paid less, he says, of the price per kilo of aluminum. But now, he says, foreigners come and buy up huge lots of raw materials to ship overseas. Before, he was able to get a kilo of aluminum for about 90 cents. Now he must pay more than a dollar.
My main clients are in India, China, and some are in Singapore.
Mandit Singh is a metal trader from India. He has been buying recycled iron, aluminum, copper, and other metals in West Africa for 5 years, though he has only been in Senegal for the past year and a half.
Now the countries Asia and China, they are developing. So there is a huge demand for creating infrastructure. So that's why people come here to this continent to start searching for material and all.
Local industry is just what Director of Artisans for the Government, Mokhtar Diakhaté, would like to see Senegal develop. It creates some revenue for the local aluminum scavengers, he says, but if we can transform the aluminum locally, it is even better. Economist Mubarak Lowe says the aluminum artisans hold the key to developing larger-scale industry within Senegal.
You need to develop from what you have. What you have is endogenous entrepreneurship, but you can have, after 5 years, 10 years, become big industries.
He says that government investment is necessary to make that transformation. On their own, he says, small-scale artisans cannot afford to make the changes needed to increase productivity and quality. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.